You're listening to SBS News.
A senior official has told the United Nations Security Council the UN is hearing increasing numbers of accounts of rape and sexual violence in Ukraine. A Ukrainian human rights group accused Russian troops of using rape as a weapon of war. Katerina Cherepaka, president of La Strada Ukraine, says her organization's emergency hotlines had received calls accusing Russian soldiers of 9 cases of rape involving 12 women and girls.
Women and girls are particularly vulnerable to sexual violence and rape during the wartime. A number of facts and cases already revealed and reported. But unfortunately, this is just the part, the tip of the iceberg that we'll see. Many survivors remain in the situation of life threat. They are staying on the occupied territory. They are cut off from help, connection, from everything. We receive such calls to the national hotlines operated by La Strada Ukraine. For today, we have 9 cases of rape by Russian soldiers in the temporary occupied towns and villages. About 12 women and girls, children.
Russia has repeatedly denied attacking civilians since its invasion of Ukraine began on the 24th of February. Russia's deputy UN ambassador, Dmitry Polyansky, told the Security Council his country does not wage war against civilians.
Russia, as we have stated more than once, does not wage war against the civilian population. Mr. President, since today's meeting is also on the topic of women, peace and security, I feel duty-bound to comment on this topic as well, as it applies to the Ukraine. Of course, it has also been determined by ideology and full of provocations. We see a clear intention to present Russian soldiers as sadists and rapists.
The United Nations said last week that UN human rights monitors were seeking to verify allegations of sexual violence by Russian forces, including gang rape and rapes in front of children, as well as claims Ukrainian forces and civil defense militias had also committed sexual violence. Ukraine's UN ambassador Sergei Kislytsia told the Security Council that the Prosecutor General's Office of Ukraine was launching a special mechanism of documentation of cases of sexual violence by Russian soldiers against Ukrainian women.
The withdrawal of Russian troops has revealed evidence of unimaginable suffering, with killings, unspeakable torture and sexual violence, including rape and mutilation. For instance, the prosecutor's office is now investigating the case happened in Brovary district, Kyiv region, when a Russian soldier killed a local resident and then repeatedly raped his wife in their private house. The suspects and identity has been established. The prosecutor general's office of Ukraine, in cooperation with pretrial investigation agencies and healthcare facilities, is now launching a special mechanism of documentation of cases of sexual violence by Russian soldiers against Ukrainian women.
Ukraine says it expects Russia to launch a huge new offensive soon, as Moscow shifts its focus to seizing territory in the east after its invasion force was driven from the gates of Kyiv this month. The first EU leader to meet Vladimir Putin face-to-face since the war began, Austrian Chancellor Karl Nehammer, gave a grim account of his talks with the Russian leader held at a residence outside Moscow.
I generally have no optimistic impression that I can report to you from this conversation with President Putin. The offensive in eastern Ukraine is evidently being prepared on a massive scale, which is why I made very clear that stable access for the International Red Cross is needed. Every war day is one too many. Every victim from this war is one too many. Sanctions, and this was my clear message, will continue and they will get tougher and they will mean long-lasting damage for the Russian Federation for decades to come.
Neutral Austria, which obtains 80% of its natural gas from Russia, generally maintains closer ties to Moscow than much of the European Union, but that has not been the case recently. Mr. Nehammer has expressed solidarity with Ukraine and denounced apparent Russian war crimes, while his government has joined other EU countries in expelling Russian diplomats, albeit only a fraction of the large Russian diplomatic presence there. This comes as Pentagon spokesman John Kirby warned Russia was trying to reinforce and resupply its troops in the Donbas.
We have seen we have seen some early indications, Bob, that that they are, in fact, the Russians are, in fact, trying to resupply and reinforce their efforts in the Donbas. I think you guys have all seen imagery. I've seen it in some of your outlets of yet another convoy of vehicles that are heading south towards that town of Izium. We believe that these are the early stages of a reinforcement effort by the Russians in the Donbas.
The biggest prize Russia aims to capture in the Donbas is Mariupol, the main eastern port, where thousands of people are believed to have died under a near 7-week siege. If Russia finally captures it, it could better link troops advancing from the east with those from Crimea and shift their focus to a new attempt to encircle the main Ukrainian force in the east. In his latest plea for international support, President Volodymyr Zelensky told South Korea's parliament there were tens of thousands of dead in Mariupol, a figure that has not been confirmed independently.
Not just one city, not two, not three anymore, but dozens of cities that the Russian military tried to simply wipe off the face of the earth. Black ruins instead of high-rise buildings. Loads of rocks and concrete rubble instead of what were ordinary peaceful cities. We are still unable to identify the number of people who died. Mariupol has been destroyed. There are tens of thousands of dead. But even despite this, the Russians are not stopping the offensive operation. They want to make Mariupol a demonstratively destroyed city.
Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov says Russia will not pause its military operation in Ukraine for subsequent rounds of peace talks. Mr. Lavrov said that President Vladimir Putin had ordered to suspend military action during the first round of talks between Russian and Ukrainian negotiators in late February, but that Moscow's position had changed since.
During the first round of talks, President Vladimir Putin ordered to suspend military action and the special military operation. After we became convinced that the Ukrainians were not planning to reciprocate, a decision was made that during the next rounds of talks, there would be no pause in military action so long as a final agreement is not reached and signed.
Mr. Lavrov last week accused Kyiv of presenting Moscow with an unacceptable draft peace deal that deviated from agreements the sides had previously reached. Kyiv dismissed Mr. Lavrov's comments at the time as a tactic to undermine Ukraine or divert attention from war crime accusations against Russian troops. President Zelensky has called for more severe sanctions against Russia to prevent it from using chemical weapons in Ukraine.
One of the Russian occupier speakers, referring to the statements of Donetsk People's Republic militia spokesman, Eduard Bajarin, said that they might use chemical weapons against defenders of Mariupol. We consider it very seriously. I'd like to remind the world leaders that Russia's possible use of chemical weapons has been already discussed. At that moment, it meant that the reaction to the Russian aggression had to be much more severe and faster.
European Union foreign ministers plan to intensify the delivery of weapons to Ukraine, German Foreign Minister Annalena Baerbock said after a meeting that led to new sanctions against Russian interests. EU Foreign Policy Chief Josep Borrell says when it comes to sanctions, nothing is off the table.
On sanctions, we continue discussing about how to implement the sanctions to avoid any kind of loopholes. We measure the impact that these sanctions are having on the Russian economy, and we will continue discussing in order to see what else can be done. Nothing is off the table, including sanctions on oil and gas, but today no decision was taken.
Assam Al-Ghalib, SBS News.